Engaging conversation on the most urgent problem of our day and what you can do about it.
Now, the End Abortion Podcast by Priests for Life.
Yes, we see actually there's activity going on in the U.S. Senate and in the U.S. House. So the Senate, Senator Sass, because of the developments that are coming to light in the states with infanticide, especially in New York, he's using, and the rules of the Senate can be quite complex, and we have to understand that the rules of the Senate give a lot of power even to those that are in the minority, even to individual senators, to stop certain processes from happening. So on the one hand, you have Senator Sass saying, look, we're going to use an expedited process. So he's using the rules of the Senate to get to a vote very quickly on this very important matter of whether to protect babies who are even born alive after an abortion. And but the Democrats are blocking it, as they have done consistently. They don't want to even vote on the issue of protecting these babies born alive. So Senator Murray from the state of Washington objected and said that they do not want this vote. We're going to see this obstruction constantly. Now, there are ways that the majority, because obviously the Republicans are in the majority in the Senate, there are ways that they can push for a vote anyway, force a vote essentially, and this is scheduled for Monday, a week from today. So we should keep a close eye on that. We should be communicating with our U.S. senators and saying, listen, what in the world is the problem here, you know, with protecting babies born alive? Okay. Now in the House, a similar thing is happening. Of course, in the House, the Democrats are in the majority, so they're certainly not going to introduce a bill like this. They have no interest in it. And in fact, you can look at the voting records from a year ago. In the previous Congress, there was a vote in the House on this very same bill. And sadly, it was essentially along party lines. You know, with literally a handful of exceptions, the Republicans voted to protect these babies. The Democrats voted not to. But it was what's happening now is the Republicans are every single day introducing a request for what's called unanimous consent, to say, let's just all decide to vote on this legislation. It's urgent. It's important. And every single day, the Democrats are saying, no, 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 we don't want to vote on this. Again, communicate with your House representatives. Now, we have our action alerts where we help people to know what to say and how to do this and when to do it. And so people can sign up for those alerts at stopabortionnow.org. But the point is that we see this is pretty dramatic, because yeah, most people until now were not aware that this is even happening. There was a law, Sherry, as you may recall, as President George W. Bush did sign a law in 2002 to aimed at protecting babies born alive after an abortion. But this law goes farther, because that one said, okay, well, they're to be recognized as a person. But then it didn't have specific provisions and enforcement and penalties. This law brings it further. It's an improvement. It's a strengthening of that law that's already in place. And it says very specifically, medical care is to be provided to the child, take the child to a hospital, do the appropriate things that the doctors consider appropriate, but get them out of the abortion clinic, because now they're born. They're no longer unborn. And it provides some enforcement mechanisms as well. So this bill is different. It's an improvement. It's a needed improvement over the law that exists already.
And you can find more about that, stopabortionnow.org. That's where Father Frank was mentioning that you can get some alerts to help you to communicate with your elected officials. So, you know, Father Frank, you've been in this business, working at Priest for Life, for a very long time, and have been so incredibly prolific in the work in helping us to all understand that. I have to ask you a personal question. Does it ever just boggle your mind and wound your heart so deeply when you think about the fact that our country actually allows that infanticide to happen?
Yes, from the beginning. I mean, it's always one of those things that makes you turn to the Lord and say, how on earth can somebody not understand this? Our founders said that the right to life was self-evident. It's a self-evident truth that everyone has a right to life. Now, self-evident means you don't have to debate it. You shouldn't have to argue to it. You don't need a syllogism to get to it. It's you say it and you know it. That's what self-evident means. And yet, it's no longer self-evident in our nation, at least to certain groups of people, that killing a baby is wrong, whether that baby is in the womb or even outside the womb. And when that's no longer self-evident, we've got a real fundamental problem. And it's really not so much even in a matter anymore of debating it. It's a matter of mobilizing the people that we know agree and see this truth, okay, mobilizing them, getting them communicating with their legislators, and for goodness sake, put the people into office to whom this is also still a self-evident truth, and get the other ones out.
Amen. Father Frank, thank you so much for your work and for your witness and your priesthood.
This has been the End Abortion Podcast. To learn more, to help end abortion, and to connect with us on social media, visit endabortion.net.